ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। मैजिक का ब्लेसिंग। टुडे 3rd December 2018। ब्लेसिंग। मे यू रिनाउंस एनी कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ माइंड एंड डू सर्विस एज अ ट्रस्टी एंड बिकम अ कॉन्स्टेंटली कॉन्टेंटेड सोल वाइल लिविंग विथ योर फैमिली and doing service. Always remember that you are a trustee and a saver. While doing service, let there not be the slightest consciousness of mind, for only then will you be able to remain content. When there is the consciousness of mind, you become distressed and think, my son does this. So where there is the consciousness of mind, you become distressed. Various when everything is yours, you begin to swing, to say yours means to maintain your self-respect, and say mine, mine means to have arrogance. On recorded revised 38 November 2018, Avyakta Murli. Baba says, whenever you are saying mine, always say my Baba. Here Baba saying about to renounce mine and do service as a trustee and become constantly contented soul. In many Murli, Baba said about remain trustee. While living in your family, to become trustee, we need to take powerful sankalp, thought, and I belong to Baba, and my everything also belong to him. Here the main thing which Baba is mentioning is contented soul or constantly contented soul. So here the question is, now one can become or remain constantly contented soul? There is one story. Once a king was very tense because of his kingdom's work. So he asked to one saint, sannyasi, that I want to renounce all my kingdom. Only because of this kingdom's work, we not able to remain quiet, silence, can enjoy life. So, saint says, okay, give your kingdom to me. I will look after that, and from today onwards, I would be the master owner of the kingdom. King very happily accepted this offer and given all his kingdom, wealth to saint. Then saint asked to king, how now, what will you do? The king replied, I will sow job somewhere. Saint told to king that I have a good job for you. The king says, wow, that's nice, I am ready to do. What kind of job I have to do? The saint replies, you have to look after this whole kingdom on behalf of me. I am electing you the manager of this kingdom. I will remain master, the owner, and will pay you every month for your job of manager. The king was very surprised after hearing that. Saint says, yes, that's the job you have to do. Do everything but remain as trustee, so you would not get or feel headache or tense. The essence of story is remain work or live as trustee, and one will feel contented soul. And on 30, this Murli, Avyakta Murli, recorded revised Murli, also Baba says remain contented check you are satisfied with your seva and others also satisfied with you or not. To remain constantly contented, one has to keep himself full with all treasures of knowledge. In this murli, only Baba mentioned the method how to accumulate treasure. I bindi means dot, Baba also dot, and Rama also dot, or full stop. Avyakta Murli, Baba said, if you keep rubbish in your mind, then who would be disturbed? It is where there is a rubbish that one becomes distressed. So at the time bring royalty and personality in front of you. So remember our self-respect. Who am I? Bring into your awareness our special form of the cycle. We have transferred the word mind through easy remembrance. So in order to merge the expansion of mind, what we have say, my Baba. Whenever there is the consciousness of mind, we merge everything by saying my Baba. And by saying my Baba, again and again, remembrance become easy and there is greater attainment. In the same way, when any type of problem or reason comes throughout the day, the reason for that particular are these two words, I and mine. So by saying Baba, the word my has become firm, means pakka, my Baba. In the same way, in order to transform the word I, whenever we say the word I, bring in front of us the list of our self-respect. Okay, who am I? Just as the developed the practice of my Baba. In the same way, for the word I, instead of having the awareness of body consciousness, bring our elevated self-respect in front of us. As I am elevated soul, I am soul seated on the throne, I am world benefactor soul. In today's blessing, Baba says, if one has slightest consciousness of mind, he can't remain carefree. He will distressed, will always think about that slightest mind. In many murlis, Baba says, form, ans, will be produced, so finish this ans also. In many murlis, Baba says, this mind is the root of all dissatisfaction. Because of mind, we have attachment or attraction for our near one. This mind is only obstacle in their path of transformation. So change mind in my Baba, or can you say Babas? So here Baba saying mind is the one of the form of arrogance. Because when we say mind, we show our ownership on certain things. So change this mind into yours and remain trustee and fly. In many mulis, Baba said, we are not the like sannyasi who left house and go to in jungle, but remain stay in household and from mind get detached from everything. It's not just about service, but for each and everything for whom we say mind. So change all laukik into alaukik. Is mind and alaukik is yours or Baba's? At least of one start to say this is, Baba's thesis, Baba's, its impact a lot of our daily routine or work and all other activities. Trustee cannot take everything without the permission of master. And trustee also not responsible for anything, either good or bad. Just as Brahma Baba become trustee, this all belongs to Shiv Baba and I am just trustee. At the time of beggary part also, Brahma Baba was so detached that this all children are belongs to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is responsible for them. If trustee would start to say mine, he will also get tense and depressed. So the easiest method is I am a trustee. Just a cricketer and all belongs to Shiv Baba. Even yesterday's slogan is perform every act while considering yourself to be an instrument and you will remain loving and detached and there will be no consciousness of I. And one story, would you like to read? Would you like to listen? Ek story hai. There was a king and the king was walking with his minister one day, and in the farm he saw a farmer along with his family, husband, wife and son. They are buzzing so much life in them. Their faces were radiant, they were happy, they were beaming with joy and while singing they had so much affection and love for each other. And the king said, "Man, I have a massive palace and I have everything that one could dream for, and these guys, these people are more happier than me. Why?" Minister said, "Sir, because this family is not a member of 99 club." So the king said, "What is 99 club?" The minister said, "Give me 99 gold coins and I will tell you." So the king gave him a bag of 99 gold coin and minister said, "After 6 months I will tell you, not today." So the minister took bag of 99 gold coins and put it right at the doorstep of the farmer. In the morning, when the farmer get up, he saw a bag right at his doorsteps. He picked the bag up, went back into his house, excited as he was. He opened the bag and goes lo and behold, glittering gold coins. He had never come across such a stock of good fortune. He put coins on the floor and start counting. There was 99. "I made a mistake in counting. I am too excited. Let me count again." Wapis kina. 99. He said, "Who is this idiot who forgot to put one more? One dalna bhul gaya." He should have made a round figure. He should have made round figure hona chahiye na. Why 99? So he called his wife to gin. "You count." So she counted. She told 99. "Ka tera bhi nahi chal raha hai." "You are not doing it right as well." So he called his son, "You count everything." Say 99. He said, "God, we can't live like this. We have to make this 100. 100 to karna hi padega na." So he started working hard to get that one gold coin. and it would take him months and years to get up, get one. And then the wife was thinking, my husband is such a nut, such a nut. We have 99 gold coins, and this man doesn't spend anything. So she took 2 gold coins and went for shopping. So every day the guy would come, and in the evening he would count the gold coins. So that day he came and counted the gold coins, only 97. Pehle to one kam tha, abhi do kam ho gaya. Initially only one coin was less, now 2 coins less. He shouted, where did the 2 gold coins go? She said, wife said, well, I am not nut like you. I thought I will go do some shopping, so I went and spent the 2 gold coins. Oh God, the farmer alight. I am working hard, putting my blood and sweat to get that 1 gold coin, and you nut, you are going and spending these 2 gold coins away. Meanwhile, the son spent 2 more, then 95 left. 6 months passed away, and the king and the minister were walking by, and the bus had gone. Now this family, the life had gone, the song had gone, the love had gone. Only arguments, fights, bickering. And king said, what happened in 6 months? How did they change so much in just 6 months? Kaise badal gaye log? The minister said, now they are officially member of the 99 club. The king says, man, you 99 gold coins. What is the 99 club? The minister said, 99 club is club of those who have 99 gold coins. They don't use their 99 gold coins, but they are running after one. They don't use their 99 gold coins and running behind the one coin in trying to reach 100. 100 mein pahunchte 99 ka kya? What is the point of it? What is the point of we forget utilize the 99? We had to learn one thing in our life and throughoutly believe in it. Don't wait for the destination. Sort finding happiness while we are on the journey. We will don't postpone your happiness to them. So this is story. Om Shanti.